Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, let's focus on what's happened over the last 18 months, folks. Thanks to President Trump, ISIS has lost all its territory in the Middle East. President Trump has encouraged NATO countries to contribute their fair share. Now, all of our partners in the NATO alliance are looking for ways to contribute more. How about that? The Obama-era Iran deal has ended, which was conspicuously bad for America. No matter what John Kerry reports, President Trump orchestrated the removal of the United States from the Paris Accord deal, a non-binding deal which had no enforcement mechanism and is predicated on misleading climate data. Unfair tariffs from other countries were discontinued, protecting our United States economy. There has been record-setting rollbacks of restrictive regulations. He granted a permit to the Keystone XL pipeline, creating more jobs for workers. President Trump and Republicans, not one Democrat, got an historic tax cut passed that has led to robust economic growth, also discontinuing the feckless Obamacare mandate. He and the Republicans recently announced tax reform 2.0, which would make last year's tax breaks for individuals permanent, plus incentives for retirement savings and lenient tax treatment for small businesses. This bill would greatly benefit the middle class again. The Republicans and President Trump won a vote the end of September. However, Democratic politicians oppose this tax reform 2.0 bill. This tax bill that will assist and benefit the middle class. Personally, I'm disgusted with the present Democratic Party in office. Not only are they mean-spirited, they are anti-progress for America. Trump and his administration have accomplished much, much more than the liberal press neglectfully reports to the American people. The liberal mainstream media will not say so, but America is on the rebound. We, the people, deserve to hear the news, not fake news from these liberal mainstream news networks. He is rocking the establishment by cleaning the swamp, the deep state, which is bipartisan. The federal government corruption is rampant. President Donald Trump fights for the forgotten men and women. That's us, we the people. Remember, he declared that he would do that if he were elected. The liberal left media, the CNN, NBC, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, are silent. These networks focus on lies and exaggerations. They are complicit. This is hatred towards Donald Trump, who was elected fairly as our president of the United States of America. Now remember the meanings of these quotes, folks. George Washington once said, "Truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains taken to bring it to light." And Thomas Jefferson stated, "If we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, it is the responsibility of every American to be informed." I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.